Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. I think it's Tuesday here on the show. I don't even know anymore. But you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. According to this thing right here, NXT Revenge is tonight. Is that right? We got NXT tonight? Last night was Raw, the Raw after WrestleMania. We can talk about that. And, whatever you guys want to talk about from Mania Weekend. I did, I think, 5 shows down there in Vegas. We did the live Q&A with Dave, the live Q&A with Vinny, the audio of which is up on the site. I did a show with Vinny. I did 2 shows with Dave. I think that's it. And then we had another show last night, so 6 shows between the beginning of WrestleMania and the end, covering basically everything that there was to cover. Everything we watched, everything we went to, the whole shebang. So I'm tired, man, but here we are. So we got a lot of news to get into here today. Besides the Raw after WrestleMania, we got a lot of notes on the future of Brock Lesnar. What's going on? It's a kind of a weird story. We also got to talk about the security issues at WrestleMania this year that everybody is talking about. We have got Mark Shapiro making some interesting comments about WWE and TKO. And boy, did he have some interesting comments. We also have Pat McAfee, update on his future, and Randy Orton, and a bunch of other stuff as well. I'm going to get into this after the break, everybody. Lance is here. Nobody can light this show on fire like Lance. That's coming up after the break, everybody. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Got all that? Good. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us here today. What's going on, Lance?
Not much, just dealing with a busy, hectic week.
A busy Tuesday. I guess you did go to TNA.
I was on the road for 7 days, dude.
We were so sad that you weren't on the show the day that Don Callis was here. Everybody was sad about it, Lance, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I
had dinner with him last night.
Maybe Nick. How was that? Did he pay?
He did.
No, he did not.
He did.
Oh, man. I had to bleep myself for that. I love Don. He's an idiot. Like, he's a horrible human being. But he did a good job on the show. I don't want to break kayfabe here today, everybody, but I do want to say this, okay? I'm not going to name, I don't want to even start to name names, because if I forget somebody, I will feel so bad. There are three names that I do want to mention because I think for sure they're listening right now, and that is Jamie, John, and Lori. They had an extra seat for WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2. It was in the Loge seating area, And they had somebody, I think, that didn't show up, and so I managed to buy the tickets for Night 1 and Night 2 through them. And we had the best time. I have never had a better time. Like, whatever you want to say about the Mania shows, we can talk about that later. But as far as, like, having fun at, like, a WrestleMania, I mean, this gimmick, this Loge seating gimmick was, like, something else. They had... Like, you sat in these, like, nice leather, I don't know if they recline, but it sure felt like it. But, like, these amazing chairs, and, like, it was all-you-can-eat food, and, you know, you had your own, like, it was a private area. So there were, you know, bathrooms for just the people in that seating area, and there was, like, food just for the people in that area. And I got to tell everybody this, because everyone knows I'm an eater. They had what I think they described as Flintstone beef ribs, okay? That's what it said on the menu.
Oh, I saw those online, yeah.
Oh, my Lord in heaven, okay? As God is my witness, you can strike me down right here on the air. I have never, like, when I ate it, I thought I've never had a better beef rib in my life. But upon further reflection, I don't think I've ever eaten anything better in my whole life. Okay, then that beef rib at the stadium, it was Unbelievable. I tweeted a picture to my ex subscribers. I think the beef rib I got was like 2 pounds. It is enormous. I ate that whole thing, man. I went up and I got another one. I ate and ate and ate and ate. So, Jamie, John, and Lori, I want to thank you so much for that experience. It was so much fun. We had a great time. Holy smokes.
So you're saying you ate better at the stadium than Kevin Nash did at the Hall of Fame?
1,000%. Okay.
He was not happy, apparently.
How much were they charging for that stadium? What, they were selling some steak at the stadium. It was like a stadium tomahawk or something. It was like some ridiculous price. There is no way that stadium tomahawk for like $500 was better than the Flintstone beef rib that I had. So apparently when Nash went to
Hall of Fame,
they wanted him there at like 9 a.m. or something. And then they were like from there from 9 a.m. to 1 a.m. or something crazy. And he was like, man, they didn't have nothing. They had chips. They had some grapes or something like that. Like, he was not happy. No protein, he says. $150 for the tomahawk. Yeah, you guys, they saw you coming. You should have got them beef ribs. That was the main event. But listen, guys, I just want to say this, okay? I don't want to mention, like, names and everything, but I do. You should all know I'm talking about you and to you. This was the best WrestleMania weekend I have ever had. I had the best time on Thursday. I had the best time on Friday. I had the best time on Saturday. I had the best time on Sunday. And it was just like, I will never forget it. I've never had more fun. It might have been maybe the most fun I've ever had in a week in my lifetime. Like, I'm sorry you guys that watched WrestleMania Night 1 on TV and it sucked. I mean, it sucked. But holy smokes, that was the best week. I want to thank everybody that I hung out with and got freaking chopped all to hell by. I wanted to make sure I had an open shirt to show that. And just everything.
So you took some chops in the cluster, did you?
Golly. Golly. You know, the WrestleMania weekend is for complete maniacs. I mean, it's like, that's all it is. It's for maniacs. But all the maniacs had an awesome time. So what can I say? We have to mention that it was not all good times. The hotel situation was a disaster. And, you know, this is kind of one of those things where, you know, like, when bad things happen in WWE, the talent is not supposed to talk about it. It's frowned upon. But, like, this was one where they're all talking about it. They're all complaining about the security. And really, honestly, like, I don't want to place blame because I don't really know what happened, but I do know something from the WWE side. And this is not from somebody, by the way, who is defending WWE. This is also from somebody who thought this weekend was just completely ridiculous. They basically explained to me that normally when WWE runs a big event like this, they have the talent hotel. And the talent hotel is kind of locked down. That's where all the talent, the production, everybody is there. It's like for WWE, okay? Well, for whatever reason, this year, the talent hotel was the MGM Grand Hotel and Casino. They couldn't lock it down. And why they did that, why they went to the MGM, I don't really know. I'm sure there was some reason. But I guess WWE just figured MGM's going to have enough security. And so it was strictly the MGM security detail, which I'm sure is fine for an average day or an average whatever. But, like, I don't think they understood how many wild wrestling fans were going to find out where the wrestlers were and they were going to swarm them. And, you know, Booker T talked about it. He just said, we needed better security at the MGM Grand. It was really, really hard. And I can only imagine the superstars, that are actually going out there and doing it in the ring, how it felt for them. I got mobbed. I'm not even doing this anymore. They got to get that fixed. They were camped out everywhere. They were camped out. You couldn't walk anywhere. They were following you in the bathroom. I remember this guy literally was filming me in the bathroom. I don't want to make a... Anyway. When I walked out, he goes, hey, Booker, and I just kept walking because I was mad because he was filming me in the bathroom. And then obviously they had, you know, they had some other incidents, including the one that made TMZ of, you know, this fan that was right there in the lobby, and he's filming AJ and Bailey as they're hugging and saying goodbye to each other. And I think AJ's crying, and Punk is just furious, and he slaps the phone out of this guy's hand. And so it turns out, you ready for this, everybody? TMZ found the fan. And the fan is requested to remain anonymous, but he has said he is not planning to sue CM Punk for this. But he wants an apology and a handshake. I want an apology, the fan said. Shake my hand. I'm not going to sue him or put him in jail. I just want an apology. I don't think he's going to get an apology.
I'd get his name and ban him from all future WWE events. I don't know if you've seen all the video, but there's one where Bailey clearly gently pushes his phone down and tells him not to film them. And he takes one step back and starts filming him again. And that's when Punk slapped the phone out of his hand. They tried politely once. So, in my opinion, screw that guy.
Yeah, there were, I mean, we heard about the ones that ended up on camera, but I mean, there were a lot more that
Damian Priest had to help a few ladies
Damian
out.
Damian Priest, yeah, he was there. I think he's in actually that video, maybe the same video. But anyway, that was a disaster. So, but man, all of the independent events and everything, for the most part, I mean, there's a lot of fans there, but they were pretty good. I don't remember any independent shows that had any issues, but I could be wrong.
Raina Black had an issue.
We'll get to that after the break. Observer Live.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214.
800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Yes, Elena Black was apparently groped by a fan, and I think she said that she's never going to do conventions again, which, you know how much some of these women wrestlers make at these conventions? They make a lot of money. So that sucks.
It must have been bad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think probably like in 99% of cases, the thing with like everyone's always down on wrestling fans, but really in like in 99%, 98% of cases, wrestling fans are awesome. But there's always that 1% or 2%. And the problem is the 1% or 2% swings heavily in the other direction. And that's a big problem. But, I mean, everybody I saw this weekend, there was one funny story. So, you know how me, but mostly Dave, is viciously attacked online? I guess I'm kind of viciously attacked, too, but Dave, I think, gets it a lot worse.
Well, okay? You don't take the bait. Dave does.
Well, regardless. So he gets it pretty bad online. But, like, in real life, you know, fans always come up to Dave, and they thank him and shake his hand. They're always nice, okay? So, you know, all this weekend, we ran into all of these I like to say friends. And, you know, they're all nice, and they shake hands, and they're great people. You know, it's awesome. And there's never a problem. There's even people who will come up, and they'll shake hands, and they'll ask for a picture, and they'll happily say how great you are, and then they'll go, I like to troll you on Twitter, though. But they're, like, nice, you know? So anyway, one of my favorite memories from the trip was we went to Bloodsport, and then we went to Joey Janela's Spring Break, and then after Spring Break, there was Juggalo Championship Wrestling, okay? Now, I watched that Juggalo show. I enjoyed it. I had a good time. I liked it. I put it over, okay? So therefore, that 400 tickets they sold at the last minute, I'm taking credit. But anyway, the Juggalo show was supposed to start at 11, and I was going to stay for it, okay? Because I wanted to watch at least some of it. So the Spring Break show ends at 10:45. Maybe their show's supposed to start at, or maybe it was actually 11:45, and the Juggalo's supposed to start at 11:55. Clearly, that's not going to happen. So, you know, the show ends, and talking to people, saying goodbye or whatever, and it's kind of like, there's no way. Like, I'm not gonna make it. And by the way, the show ended up ending at 4:03 a.m., so I made the right call. I don't even know. It started at, like, 1:30 or something crazy. But anyway, so we start leaving because it's all taking place in the same place at the Horseshoe. All three shows are back-to-back in the same spot. But when one show is ending, they're like, get out of here! So they can set up the second show, and then the fans come back in. So, you know, everyone's gone, say goodbye to everybody, whatever. Go to leave, and the Juggalos, because the show is supposed to start at 11:55, the Juggalos already lined up, okay? Now, for those of you who have been to the Horseshoe, okay, you'll understand this. The rest of you won't, but just bear with me. The Horseshoe is like a big, long, like a long hotel, okay? And the venue is in the back of this long hotel, all right? So you leave the venue, and you walk straight down this corridor, and you go all the way to the entrance, and then there's where you get the taxi or whatever. As God is my witness, this line to get into Juggalo Championship Wrestling extended the entire length of the hotel. It went from the doors of the venue all the way to where you get a taxi. It was absolutely nuts, okay? Now, I bring this up because this was the one time where I am walking down this long corridor with Dave, and Dave is getting recognized and, you know, me to a degree, and these were not friendly Juggalos. They are catcalling Dave. I can't even say what they're saying on the air. They're just like, yeah, we hate you. And I was like, whoa, never experienced this in my life. I mean, the whole way down, there's juggalos just like yelling at Dave. Like, no one tried to attack him or anything. They didn't think they want to lose their place in line. But they were hostile juggalos. They did not, they were living the gimmick, brother. And that was just like, wow, I hope we make it through this hall here. And we did, but that was something else. Let me tell you. I got to mention this Mark Shapiro thing, which is weird. He was at the University of Alabama, and he was asked a bunch of questions. And one of the questions was whether TKO had creative control over decisions like bringing in celebrities like Pat McAfee, Jelly Roll, iShow Speed. And Shapiro said, it has complete control. We're responsible. Good or bad, fact or fiction. And fans online, I think, have taken this as, oh, you know, they're booking the show now. They're not. You know, what it is what we all have known anyway. Hunter's booking the show, but if Ari Emanuel, Mark Shapiro, last year The Rock, you know, somebody way up has an idea, I mean, they can get it done. That's just the way it is, whether Hunter or anybody else wants it or not. They have done it here and there, but no, they were not responsible for the second night of WrestleMania. They were not responsible for the Raw after WrestleMania. But they do have input if they want. He also had this really weird thing he said. And he said that when Vince McMahon was in charge and when Vince took WWE public, he said, and I quote, they didn't put out financial results and, quote, no one knew it was successful. What is this guy talking about? They put out their financial report every quarter for like 20 years before TKO, but we knew exactly what was going on with WWE. In fact, the funny thing is, we knew a lot more about how successful or not successful WWE was than we know now, because now we barely get anything from these people. So that was a very odd segment or odd comment.
In the 80s when he went national.
Yeah, when he went national, it was a private company. So, yeah, we had to figure stuff out. But, like, when they went public in, I think it was 99 or 2000, it's like there was information out all the time about everything. They had to. It's actually amazing how much we don't know now that TKO has bought the company. But that was really weird. Then we've got Pat McAfee. So this Pat McAfee interview is interesting because it's all true. So he went on his show after Saturday night, and of course they had done an angle. He actually said it online first, and then he said it on television, and he basically said that if Randy Orton does not win the undisputed WWE title, you will never see or hear from me in wrestling again. Okay, and so of course Randy lost on Saturday. And so McAfee won in a show, and he says, the good news is the business doesn't need to be saved after all. Good for them. And for me, I finished my story. I came up in the Indies, IWA East Coast, which, by the way, we confirmed he did do a match for IWA East Coast. Went through developmental, NXT. Was a wrestler, trained by Rip Rogers, same guy that trained basically everybody that's retiring kind of currently out of OVW. Got to WWE, commentated, lucky to do that. Did pre-shows, lucky to do that. Wrestled, lucky to do that. Ref, lucky to do that. Managed, lucky... Been a hell of a run. Thank you, wrestling. It was an honor to be over there. And basically, it appears he's done. And granted, you know, people can come back. But a few, maybe it was a month or so ago, you know, he hadn't been around for a long time. And he was asked about it, and he basically said, yeah, I'm done, you know. The wrestling business is in the rearview mirror, he said at one point. To the wrestling business, I'd like to say thank you. And so, you know, as we talked about, and I had mentioned it, I think I told you about it, they had contacted him to be the person on the phone with Randy, okay? And when I told you this, I told you that he turned it down. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He had turned it down, and they ended up talking him back into it. So I guess, you know, they must have asked him to come back, and he was like, no, I'm done. And then they said, how about just through Mania? Or maybe they were thinking if they did do that tag match at Backlash. And I guess he just agreed, all right, I'll come back for this, but after that, I'm seriously done. And so that was it. Now that was his last run, and now he's finished. And, you know, I do want to say that, you know, everybody hated the angle, and the angle did suck because it made no sense that Pat McAfee is the guy in Orton's ear. Apparently the other option they were going to do was Aleister Black, who at least in storyline had been trying to convince all these babyfaces that they should switch sides and go heel to get ahead in this business. But they chose McAfee, and, you know, it made no sense. It felt like WCW. But I do want to say that Pat McAfee did an excellent job in the role that he was given. I thought he did a great job as a heel. I thought he was actually great at WrestleMania. You know, he comes out and gets beat up, and then he's leaving on the stretcher, and he gives a thumbs up, and then flips people off, and then he runs down in the neck brace and gets killed again. And then, like, all weekend, he was going around with his neck brace on, just staying in character. I mean, I cannot say anything bad about Pat McAfee and the performance that he did. And hopefully all the best to him going forward. That's it.
The next Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be the next Sylvester Stallone, but I know that that's kind of what they want. Your green screen is cutting off your entire shoulder. Are you going to get that looked at?
I don't know why it's that way. The camera's cropped different than you are.
How was your week?
It was busy. Cleveland and Syracuse was busy. We shot some really great TV, and I got home and had more stuff to do. Taking my dog to physio, meet a physio. It's a busy time.
All right, when we come back, we'll... did you watch the Raw after WrestleMania?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll talk about that, and also a quick note on Brock. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
You bought an RV, and you got an automatic discount from Progressive by bundling it with your home or auto insurance. That's great, but a serious word of warning every RVer should heed. You don't need to talk about things like dry weight or dump stations. And you don't need one of those expensive water filter straws either. Because the most extreme thing most RVers encounter is a campsite without hookups. So just enjoy yourself and Progressive's automatic discount when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
At Kohl's, spring style starts with the season's best shoe sale and continues with 15% off the rest of your looks. But with great outfits from Kohl's, what happens next is unexpected. Strangers ask where you shop. The breeze feels like it's blowing just for you. Your kids pose for photos willingly.
Yep, great spring outfits can do that kind of thing. Find yours at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offers end April 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So we got to talk about Brock. Listen, whatever's going on, almost nobody knows, okay? But even though I thought differently last night watching Raw, I think this might, I think he's doing another match. Now, I'll just say this, okay? Brock wrestled Oba, thought it went about as perfectly as it could go. And then he like laid his boots and was crying and took off his gloves and basically retired. Okay, and that's how it appeared at least. So, I will say, okay, immediately after this happened, someone there did text me and they said, "Last match in Minneapolis," and I was like, "What?" That doesn't make any sense. I don't even think I tweeted that to my like my ex subscribers or anything, because it just was like, how could you do what we just did here, and then have another match? Okay, so on commentary on Saturday or Sunday, they were not playing it up like he had retired. They were very much leaving it open ended. Okay, and like the front page, the people on the front page of our site were kind of like, you know, what should we do? And at that point, I kind of told him, like, leave it open-ended because it's just weird, okay? So then on Raw, they played it up. They pretty much said he was done. Paul Heyman went so... Like, Paul Heyman is, like, crying, and he can't hold himself together. But his promo was also going so heavy that he's for sure done. It's over. It's finished, okay? And when I heard Paul's promo, I was kind of split because, number one, he couldn't hold himself together. So there was like part of me that thought, you know, maybe Brock did just call his own audible. Because before he did everything, he did do an X, and then he took all of his stuff off at Paul. He did the X to Paul. And, you know, it seemed like new, but and like in the audience, nobody knew. And in the back, you know, pretty much nobody knew. And so I thought maybe he kind of went into business for himself, like he's just done. And then it was weird because they did a video package for him, but it was not like a video package that would have been put together in advance in preparation for this moment. It was like someone hurriedly found a bunch of old videos of people talking about Brock and spliced them together into this package. So there have been other people who, I will just say this, have been very accurate about things like this, who have said he's not done. So all I'm going to say is I will also leave it open-ended, okay? It seemed like it was done, but it may not be done yet.
Well, the thing is, shoot or work, it's a very believable story. Like a lot of fighters after a big loss have the inclination to, I'm done, and retire. And then after they emotionally get over being bested in the cage, in the ring, whichever it is, they either decide or get talked into coming back. And I think with Brock as the beast, actually being out-beasted by somebody, the story that he felt like he was done and this is it because he's no longer the king of the jungle, so to speak, I think is a good story, whether it's legit or not.
All right, what did you think of the Raw after WrestleMania?
I thought on the whole it was good. Netflix did not bombard me with commercials, which I was grateful for. And I thought a lot of the promos and stuff told a good story and set up some stuff. So on the whole, I enjoyed it for the most part.
I thought it was one of the better Raw after WrestleManias in a long time, actually. I've not gone to the Raw after WrestleMania in probably a decade, because for a while they just kind of fell off. Plus, I just wanted to go home. But like this one, it would have been fun to be there live, but it was too late. So Oba strutted out. Everybody went nuts for him. They sang his name, just went crazy. And then he just said, the ruler has arrived. And he dropped the mic and left. That was good.
It's funny. Like, I thought it was great, too. And I would probably do the exact same thing. But coming off this huge win, The Office books him in a big promo to open the show. Dude just comes out, says three words and leaves is silly when you think about it. But I would have done the same thing because it just established gigantic star. Listen to how over he is and save further telling of the story for next week.
And we had an awesome, awesome promo by Asuka, who in real life speaks very good English, but she just does Japanese promos and they're so great. And they put subtitles up there. And this guy's promo was just, she's one of my favorite promos in this entire business. And she vowed to prove to Rhea and Io that Io had made a big mistake. How's that working out for you? She said, your friendship with Rhea. She's a champion and you're nothing.
Neither is Asuka at the moment.
I know, but come on, this was great.
Oh, it was. It was really good. I'm a big fan of the just let them speak the language they do. It gets, I don't know, it's more unique, it's more emotional, way better than a robotic promo in a language that isn't their first. Loved it.
Then we had the Io and Rhea versus Kairi and Asuka match. Freaking great match.
Another tope.
It was, and
this landing looked worse.
This did look very bad, and she sold it very briefly, unlike the other ones, like, ow, I cannot believe that happened again. But she jumped right up and went up there and hit the moonsault and got the win. I don't know what's going on. It's just like, there was one time where I think she got caught on the ropes, but the other two, she didn't. She just, and it's not like it was a, I mean, Asuka was a little bit to the side, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but it's just three in a row now. I don't feel like I should say that she should stop doing it, even though everyone is. Because it's like nothing's going wrong, but it's going wrong. Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
They need to get a crash pad out and do a dry run through to make sure everybody's catching and diving as everyone expects so that everybody's on the same page, I think. I don't know.
You'd think Asuka and Io would be on the same page. It's just weird. So anyway, the babyfaces won, and Asuka screamed at Kairi afterwards. Penta's meeting with Adam Pearce. Javon walks up. He wants a shot at the Intercontinental title, but so does Ethan Page, who has debuted on Raw, and they set up a match for later on. They showed Royce Keyes in the front row, so he won the Andre the Giant Battle Royal on SmackDown, so he's in line for a pretty big push. CM Punk came out for a promo and talked about all of the real-life tragedy that he'd been dealing with and people in the company who had passed away and talked about losing the title, but did make sure to note all of these people passing away is much worse than me losing this title. But he did want to thank the fans for being behind him through all of these trying times. And he said, it's just not my night. Not going to cry about it. Not going to go on vacation. I'll just be ready. You never know when a title shot might fall out of the sky. So Cody's music shows up.
Before you go on, I do want to mention, I really liked that he came out without music at first. I thought that was very unique, and I liked it a lot.
So Cody comes out, and they kind of go back and forth for a while, and they tease a little bit of tension. And then finally, Punk says, listen, I you know what, maybe I am a loser, but actually, no, he goes, I may look like a loser, but I'm not, and you're not either. You beat a legend, but you also had to beat up a friend, which was funny, because the storyline was they were not friends at that point. But he said, I got to beat up someone I hated, stomp their face in. You won, I lost. I'm a loser, it's fine, but the path is clear. You defend that title. I'm free as a bird. I'll stay ready. Never know when a title match might fall out of the sky. He stares at the belt, and then Cody says, just tell me when. So that's probably SummerSlam would be my guess. And Cody's eye was a freaking mess. That was not makeup, everybody. His eye was a mess.
So you're saying getting punted in the face is not a good thing to do?
Well, it's weird because I thought it was the punt, okay? But other people said it had been swelling earlier in the match. Like he'd gotten hit with a punch or something that started swelling it up. But there is a video of the punt, and man, that dude got punted. And if you look, his eye is like disgusting, but he's also got these marks right here on the side. So I think that he got punted and punched. It was a double whammy to the same eye. This poor guy. God.
Even Punk's forehead looked like it was pretty bruised up.
Well, it's because he freaking gigged himself. He did the old...
He's a violent gigger.
Well, he tried it once and it didn't work. It was like me in that cage match years ago. And then he just like freaked out and started going like this. Javon and Ethan. Javon ends up making a comeback. Rusev shows up. Javon takes him out. Goes for the OG cutter, but Ethan has time to cut him off. Twisted Grin pins him. And then Rusev hits the ring, goes after Javon. Penta runs down. Paige takes him out. So we have both a tag program and also probably Penta versus Rusev in an Intercontinental title match. We had the Judgment Day celebration, which led to the debut of Sol Ruka. And I knew this was going to happen, but...
Is that really her debut on the main roster or just the official call-up?
I think this is her official call-up. She was in the Rumble. She may have had a match on Raw. She had some matches on SmackDown, I think. But anyway, the point is, I thought she was great in this match. And then they beat her because they wanted Zari to run in and beat her up to set up Last Woman Standing tomorrow. And
tonight.
Tonight, sorry, yeah. Well, tomorrow, yesterday. But the point is, like, I don't know. I would not have done this. I think that she should have just stayed in NXT, either won or lost Last Woman Standing, come up to the main roster, do this match, and beat Liv non-title. I think that's how they should have done it, but not my company. Do I look like Mark Shapiro? We had Heyman coming out for his promo, and then Logan got the Don Callis, Dominic Guerrero heat for his promo, and then Braun returned, and we had a whole big schmoz, as they like to call it, with Braun coming back, and then Seth coming down, and then them taking him out, and then the Street Profits show up, and they take out the Vision, and then Braun takes out Seth. I thought it was overall a very good segment, and holy smokes, that Logan Paul got some heat.
Other than the hardway chair to the back of Braun's head.
Yeah, that sucked. I've seen a few of those lately. From Seth, actually. Because didn't he hit Paul Heyman with that one chair shot, and it looked like he clobbered him in the back of the head?
I don't know, but yeah, it was a little bit too... vertical rather than horizontal, so that lip of the back of the seat caught him in the back of the head and hard-weighed him. And I do want to point out, though, that Seth picked a fight and got his butt handed to him for it.
Yeah.
Not the smartest babyface.
Finn Balor and JD just had no time. I was so excited for this match, and then Finn just beats him with a double foot stomp in a match that was mostly commercials. This deserved better. I wish they would have done it on a different show, but such is life. They had a Gunther promo teasing a match with LA Knight. We had a Joe Hendry concert announced for next week, so he's been called up. Rhea and Io had another divorce, which they've done before, but this time they're actually splitting up to different rosters. And then the main event segment was Roman and the Usos. And I'm going through this quick because I want to make a point. Long story short, Fatu comes out. He wants a match with Roman for the title. Roman says, I'm going to give you a week to think about it, and that'll be announced next week. So what I want to mention here, it was pointed out to me that Roman came out with the Usos and he basically told them he wanted to reunite the bloodline. They agreed, but they were terribly disinterested throughout his entire promo, and it was a very lackluster agreement that they made, at which point Fatu came out. And it was pointed out to me that the Usos and Fatu were all wearing their jerseys the same way. So this might have been a seed planted for these three dudes to turn on Roman for a new bloodline. So we shall see. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest
interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as a dollar a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I did it! I made it through the show. Tonight is NXT, and also, yes, the Brian and Vinny show will return. Tonight, we're just going to recap WrestleMania weekend, because I can't watch another show today. Nope, fair. Not going to do it. And Vinny and I haven't talked about Mania anyway. We talked about a couple of shows, but there's a lot more that we can talk about. So let's see. We did Saturday morning, so we can talk about, I guess, what was Saturday afternoon? I can't even remember now. I think Saturday afternoon would have been Saturday afternoon would have been the cluster and maybe some other stuff. So anyway, we got a lot to talk about. But NXT is tonight, if you plan to watch. Last Woman Standing, Sol Rukunzaria, the WWE Men's Speed Tournament Finals, and Callie Armstrong debuts. I'm sure they've added more, but I didn't watch the NXT show last week. I did watch Dynamite, did not watch Collision, so I'm a little bit behind, but we'll get caught up here. But that is NXT tonight. We'll talk about that tomorrow with old Filthy Tom. Huge thanks to Filthy for filling in all last week. Hey, listen. Filthy is a pro because that one day when everything went wrong, he kept the train on the tracks.
Best chat slash worst show ever.
Yeah, that's my man, Filthy Tom. All right, everybody, we are out of here. I want to thank you all for listening. Hope you had an awesome weekend as I did. Thank you all. We'll talk to you again after a while.